The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Jeff Cooner is the host of the Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff is liberalism's worst nightmare. He's a conservative nationalist. He champions God, country and family. Jeff, a pleasure as always, and thanks a million for joining us. So we've got these two dates firmly in the calendar, the two presidential debates. They're going to be on CNN and ABC, the first on June 27th. What's going on, Jeff? I thought Donald Trump wasn't going to do a TV debate.
Well, he's made a big mistake, Kieran. I think it's one of the biggest mistakes of his campaign. Now we're going to see if it's going to cost him the election. He agreed to do two debates. He was goaded by Biden. Biden came out with a video doing a Clint Eastwood Dirty Harry imitation. Go ahead, make my day. And he got under Trump's skin, and Trump took the bait. And he took two debates. He should have taken three, number one. And he got June 27th on CNN. And I think that debate is a trap. I think there's no question. I think Biden outmaneuvered him. I think his handlers outmaneuvered Trump. They played him like a fiddle. They got Trump to agree to every single one of Biden's terms. Number one, it's going to be on CNN. Number two, it's going to be moderated by Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. These are two rabid anti-Trumpers. I mean, they're anti-Trump assassins. So the moderators are going to be clearly in Biden's camp. But even worse, because I think that's even that's not fatal. But what's even worse is going to be no live audience. Trump loves to feed off the energy of the crowd. That's going to be neutralized. And then they control the mic. They're going to control Trump's microphone. They're going to turn it off when he's done with his allotted time, or if he wants to talk over Biden or counterpunch Biden. So they're going to set the terms. They're going to set the agenda. They're going to set the debate. And I can tell you right now what's going to happen. You can take it to the bank. He is going to be spending the entire debate arguing with the moderators. They're going to hammer him on January 6th. They're going to hammer him on Stormy Daniels. They're going to hammer him on these cases that he's the New York case and the hush money case and so forth. And they're going to leave almost nothing on the economy, on inflation, on the border, on the war in Ukraine. And Biden is going to get softballs. He's going to come across as presidential. He's got a very low bar anyway to begin with. And Trump is going to be seen as the wild man who is going to be squabbling, flustered, angry, fighting with the moderators. I got to tell you, Kieran, I don't know who negotiated this for Trump, but it was a disaster. He's in the lead. He's beating Biden. Biden needs this debate. Trump does it. Trump should have negotiated for much better terms, and he didn't.
So you would understand what goes on behind the scenes on campaigns like this, Jeff, better than us. How would this decision have been made? I know we kind of imagine all these advisors and decision makers and policy makers and press advisors sitting around a table with the candidate and deciding what to do and what they should ask for. I kind of imagine maybe on the Trump campaign, it's more just kind of he tweets people and says, you know, or puts it up on Truth Social or something and says, yes, I'll do it. And that's it.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. I mean, to be fair, Trump was the one who was calling out Biden for months, saying, debate me, you're scared, you're chicken, you're too old, your cognitive decline is now accelerated, you're afraid of me. And then Biden seized the initiative. I mean, again, I got to give his team credit. They seized the initiative, and they goaded him. And they goaded him not just by challenging him to these debates, but immediately saying, it's got to be on CNN. And it's got to be on June 27th. Now, you got to ask yourself, never in American history have we had a presidential televised debate that early. It's usually in September and October. So why that early? And I think the reason is obvious. It's to influence the early voting. But more so, the Democrats now realize that if Biden should fall on his face, say, for the sake of argument, even with the help of CNN, even with the TV studio, even with the mic, Trump's mic under control, even with no audience, and say Biden really bombs, they still have 6 to 7 weeks to turn around and say, look, he just can't win. He just can't win. We're going to throw him under the bus and either get Kamala or Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama to replace him. So as far as the Democrats are concerned, if Biden bombs, they can pivot to another candidate. If Biden doesn't bomb, and it feeds expectations. Well, now he's reset his campaign. He's now changed the entire trajectory of the campaign.
So let's imagine you are kind of in Trump's backroom team. And what is the advice? Right. Let's say everything you've said out there is true and accurate. And he's starting kind of from a real point of disadvantage. How do you get at Biden? What would you be saying to Donald Trump?
Well, I think that Trump's thinking is this. And I think it's his Achilles heel. Trump has a bad temper. Everybody knows that. He's supremely self-confident. At times, it bleeds into outright arrogance. And he thinks, I don't care if it's 3-1. I don't care if it's on CNN. I don't care if this neutralizes all of my supposed advantages. I want Biden in that cage because I will annihilate him. And so Trump believes, in fact, to show you how confident he is, he doesn't think Biden's going to show up. He literally believes that Biden is so afraid of him that he's going to call off the debate either a couple days or a week before. And I think he's fatally underestimating Biden. He believes that you put a stark contrast between him and Biden. Trump's vigor, his energy, on many of the issues, contrasting his presidency to Biden's, he will deliver a knockout blow no matter what the forum. I disagree. I think it's a setup, and I think he's going to find out on June 27th just how bad of a decision he made.
So, I mean, what is in the reaction then amongst the public? Is there still a level of agnosticism? Do they not get involved in kind of how debates are put together? They don't really care. They're still just following Stormy Daniels.
Well, they're following Stormy Daniels. The hush money case is taking a lot of the oxygen out of the room. Look, I can tell you this. Trump supporters were not happy. My lines were full 4 hours on my show today. They thought that Trump blew it, that he got outmaneuvered, that Biden's people just played to all of Trump's weaknesses, and that Trump made a mistake. Now, we'll find out on June 27th. Look, if Biden, on the campaign trail, Kieran, I got to tell you, Biden is not doing well. He's not connecting. He's flubbing his lines. He's having a hard time reading the teleprompter. If there's a brain freeze, if there's something that happens that's very dramatic, we could see the end of Biden's candidacy. So maybe Trump is right. Maybe his instincts are right. But if it was me, look, he's way ahead in the battleground states. You know, this is the point my audience made over and over again. What does Trump gain from this? It's his president. I mean, the conventional wisdom now is it's Trump's election to lose. The only one that really needed this debate, frankly, was Biden. So you should set the terms.
So the rationale being, like, if you didn't get what you wanted, if Trump didn't get what he wanted, if he didn't get Fox News included, if he didn't get more say in the moderators, if he didn't get a live audience, all of those things, it actually suited him to just say, you know what, scrap the debates.
Bingo. I mean, that's you nailed it. Bingo. Look, at a minimum, he should have asked for three debates, one on Fox because it's more neutral ground. Another thing, he should have asked for at least one of the moderators to say, look, let me at least have a pick, or my campaign have a pick in one of the moderators. In other words, he could have extracted concessions from Biden. And look, I think he's so eager to take on Biden, and he's so frustrated that he's pinned down in his courtroom, and he's so convinced that he will crush Biden that he figures, I don't care what the format is, what the venue is, what the network is, I can manhandle Biden. Well, he underestimated him in 2020. My fear is he may be underestimating him again, but we shall find out. One thing I will tell you, Kieran, is the whole country can't wait for this debate. It's going to be a rumble. Sparks are going to fly. I think it's going to be the most watched presidential televised debate in American history. And look, if Trump pulls it off, I think we're seeing the end of the Biden campaign. If Biden survives, we got ourselves a race.
Jeff Kuhner, host of the Kuhner Report on WRKOAM 680 Radio in Boston, Massachusetts. Jeff, as always, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.